It's really some of when we started a increase of demand, actually based on outlets, which we ran through quickly, but we really didn't finish it. Maybe we'll start again. And this based on outlets, right in the middle of the Yom. So the Gemara has a quotation for the Mishnah. Makom Shama Lahara Shem Hashem Lachatim Hashem Chatim Hashem Lahara. The Beit HaChachamim when we stop in the Nusach HaBracha, that's how you have to say it. You're not allowed to bridge a bracha, you're not allowed to extend the bracha to make it closer. The Gemara quotes that caption for the Mishnah. The Gemara discusses a new shot. Sheet of the following case, we know what to do. Feyach of the Kanati, Tasa the Hamra the Yodeh. A person has a cup of wine in his hand. So a cup of wine is supposed to say, but if we have up and he made a mistake. What was the mistake? The Kasava, the Shishkuhu, he thought that it was beer. And if it's beer, then you say, Shachal in the Dvarach. And you started saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okein Baruch Olam. He said, the Shem of Malchus, the Baruch Atah Hashem, Malchus, the Shem of Malchus. So he started saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okein Baruch Olam. Upasach, on the Dvarach, the Tchilos HaBrach was Adaito the Shishkuhu. This is Rashi's use, has the word Adaito the Shishkuhu. And the Ramban says that he never heard of such a thing, and his case is just to have a daita, and dance in a different shot. So before the summer, we more or less ran through the Gemara. We skipped a lot, so we abridged the Gemara according to Rashi. So we'll do slowly. Rashi and Taisus, we're going to do the Ramban. So Rashi learned shot, he started saying, Baruchat Hashem HaKen Machalim, thinking of daita, thinking that it was beer, and therefore he's going to conclude with shakal. However, the CA, when he got to he realized that it was wine. The CA did a chamer, he corrected himself and he said the homeless of Chabrocha Tapna. The CA did a chamer. Yes, so the Nusach Chabrocha was 100% correct. There's nothing wrong. And it's wine. Interesting. Everything is fine. So the Gemara says that Zichay Yaitse. So we would say, why did Yaitse? He said, why did Chabrocha not wine? What are they discussing? Zichay Yaitse. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the way Rashi has the gist that because even if you're tying your eye and even if you want to insist that his intention at the time that he says Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to finish off Shehakol even the verse is considered as if he said Shehakol, so even if you're considered as if he said Shehakol, so what's the tragedy if he says Shehakol on one? Then you have to give your answer. The Mishnah says later, Hakulam Bira Shahakul Yotzim. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaariyim. What does it mean, Hakulam? Maybe it only goes on potatoes and on oranges and on other things. It's based on cookies. And he said Shahakul on cookies. What about if he said Shahakul on wine? Maybe on wine. And I guess it's that's a Machlokes in the Gemara. We thought that even on wine did he have it. If one says Shahakul, he is Yotzim. So that's what the Gemara is showing here. So there's no shaila that he's Zichay Yotzim in this case. Why? So the Gemara doesn't say like we said. So if you don't talk to that bottom, then you think, why everything's fine? No. This is the Ramban tightness against the Ramban and the Raisa. They say, what is Rashi talking about? Oh, shit, what do I care? What he had in mind? The Nusach HaBracha was correct. So instead of, what does that discuss? The Rashi, it tells the whole basket. That the Kavanah that the person had at the time that it begins to recite the Bracha does play a role. But here, you can't check the him because even if he would have said Shachal Nimidra, it would be a Dinami Imam Shachal Nimidra, Yosef, that's on the Mishnah says Makama. I'm cool with Mama Shaka Lee as well, Yotso. We talked to him on that dock, but even on wine, it's also Yotso.
Same team in his local. Did he ever do the same team in his local?
No.
Did he ever do the same team? Did he ever do the same
team? Yeah. The Hasidim have to recite the Bracha with the correct list of the Chacham and the Tzaken. If he has the Tzaken Shahakal, he's Yotso, but he's not Yotso, the Mishnah Mishnah Yotso, but he's Yotso, he doesn't have to say another Bracha. He doesn't have to say another book. And then it's, when you learn that Gemara on that memo day, the Gemara has the Machlokes, even if... Yeah, memo day. The Gemara is contemplating on the Mishnah, a memo on Baal. And third one to the top of memo day, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah about Kula, the Gemara, Shaka, and even though you're on anything, on potatoes, on oranges, on cookies, whatever you eat, and by the state, you set your apple, but maybe to show you for you, so the Gemara has the Machlokes on the Mishnah, Rabuna, Omra, Chutz, Melatas, and Melayayi. And that's how we talk to you. So what's the reason for the mandom achus min hapas min hayayin?
It's this that has more kin in the ritual of the yayin, it should be more ritual with the yayin.
It's not like a Gor Priyesh. Gor Priyesh can make a shekel. He'll also have a separate bracha, but he still can be eating the shekel. The iron is higher than the Gor Priyesh.
What does it make you the Amin and the Kamon? Lend Beis and Rav. What does it say Lend Beis and Rav? The Gemara itself has a different shayla. If a person is in the middle of the meal, and then he starts eating something, and on the base, and then out on the base, and the last one going over to men base on an hour. Very important. The shoulder of the last 5 lines on them out on the base. Shoulder is then joined and saying, now, only one of my back with Hashid and Terech Hashude, and into the block of the same, Rav Achrei, and all the Hatat and Shat. The person says, I'm not sure. Then he has soup, and he doesn't have broth. He has flesh, he has potatoes, he has everything. Everything that comes along with meal doesn't say brachah. What if you give him a cup of wine and the meal, then he does say brachah. So that's what he asks you. If everything is included on the Shabbat, everything is covered. So Yayin Nami Nishter is hot. When you drink wine in the middle of the meal, why not say that the Hamashi have the bread?
Okay.
The designers don't need to send out a brachah. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Yayin, the designer says, Shani Yayin, the garden of brachah liyasmo. What does that mean? Rashi says, a lot of times you say brachah, you're usually not thirsty. What does that mean? The common kindness of brach, a lot of times you have a cup of wine, from a brach and all, and you say brachah, even though you're not really interested in drinking. That's the Shlach, it's true from the Shlach, sorry. That's Rashi.
Does Rashi mean
like
you don't drink?
No, no. No, you do drink it, but you're not really interested in drinking. That's what Rashi before is alluding to. I mean, the Tamon, she's going to Rafa Tarbi and Liatma, because to hear the Rashi and them, other days, she's getting shot, and then she's not, and then they said, oh, what does it mean? That by a Chasinim, by a Sherib Rafa, by Kiddush, and Al-Dolle, you say, Gorti Abab, and you're not really interested in things that are on the mind. So what you say, Gorti Abab, you have to drink on the Rafa Shiita. That the Jinn requires to say, Gorti Abab, and even though he's not interested in Jinn, so therefore, Zalkan, therefore what? I think that's what it means. It's not really a birchat hanen. A birchat hanen, a person is hungry, they're thirsty, wants to eat. Also, the hanen's are on the left bracha, she asked to have bracha before. So, he found birchat hanen, and if he said, I'm mercy, and he's in the middle of the meal, and he's thirsty, so you really shouldn't be required to say Abortu Abof and only one. But we see that sometimes you say Abortu Abof and Shalei B'tayrus Bichas HaMehene. The Moshe Ba'achasin of Owens is interested in the... Even if they're thirsty, they're not interested in drinking wine. They don't want to drink wine. But they're not required, you have to say Abortu Abof and only one. It's not really a Bichas HaMehene. So maybe that's what it means over here. If a person is in the middle of the meal, and you give him anything to eat or drink in his Ramah by Mahmoud Rasul, he doesn't have to say another bottle, because the only reason why you ever say a block on anything that you eat or drink is because after the harvest, the Ramah Zat, red block. And give him wine, and he'll not listen to the Gemara, he'll not follow the Gemara, he'll drink the wine in the middle of the meal without saying another block. He will not have violated the Gemara of the harvest, the Ramah Zat, red block. He said, I'm right to be poor, and his Ramah by Mahmoud Rasul, that he will not have fulfilled that mitzvah of reciting, whenever you drink wine, the halach always requires you have to say a bracha like a bracha sharaf lein does, a special bracha. The same shot over here. That that person by mistake says a hakol on an orange, on a potato, on a cookie. So that he has the mission says that he uses it. Another by mistake will say a hakol on wine, or say a hakol on bread. So the first, we talk to Medway, you don't say that above. But even according to Ravuna, we talk like Ravuna. But even to them, would have been like Ravuna, like the first mandama, on that middle of the day. The chutz min atasim min ayayin, and the atasim yani, to say shahak oil, you're not yotzei, what do you mean you're not yotzei? The Lahore of Shatu, if you'll not listen to Rabuna, if you're violent, Rabuna holds the dinner, you gotta say, I'm not yotzei, I'm not yotzei, but if you won't listen to Rabuna, So he held that he did wrong. What did he do wrong? He violated the Yitzchak. He said, Shahakala, that's what that takes up the Yitzchak. But he didn't fulfill that Indian of saying a person, and the terrorist said, Zuch HaShalach Raido. Because sometimes he said, go to Agafen, even though there's no need for it, we can't be a Chatanen. That's how Rashi didn't still learn the Bodhi of Hamoisi. Hamoisi by Kiddush, when you say, you can say Kiddush sometimes on not as it passes, probably all of you, and then I am, then you say Kiddush on the Chalot. You see that Hamoisi in the Bodhi of Hamoisi, and I took the office, and sometimes we tried it, not at all, but they are the Echa Sanen, because he's not really hungry, he's not really thirsty. And still we have to say, that even if the Easter of Asa Lanas Moran Mazat Lai Brocha doesn't apply, either because it's Rama Bai Mahmoud Asuda, or because he said Rai Shachas, he took off the Easter of Lanas Moran Brocha, he said a Brocha, but still we require, not that the first Brocha, first Asuda is a Brocha, I'll probably got to call another Brocha. Now the first Brocha, Shachas took off the Easter of Lanas Moran Mazat Lai Brocha, that was the Brocha Banene. And now we are still required to say a second Brocha, for Adonis, or Amaisi, the third is Brocha, Shachas Lai Brocha.
What if your patient is doing? You make a million. You take a course.
Yeah.
Take a course. I'll show you. You don't make a course here. You just say, broke a tennis, you shoot more along. I mean, yes.
You can't drink it. So this belongs to the Shalashuddin, this is the Hashem from the Shalashuddin. But then the Magaram, Mika didn't really move it. So it's not really, you're not really eating a new thing. It's not that this is the Achila Shalashuddin. This is the Hashem from the Shalashuddin. But he says, same for a week long. You're not going to doctor, go with the Ben Shalashuddin. A lot of times it's Benish Mizunim without a cause. So we demonstrate that we hold, you can say, Benish without a cause. So it's, even when we do Benish with a cause, we have demonstrated that the cross is really not a hemshik in the school. That's why those who are not medactic always to bench on cross, most people. Most people are not so medactic to bench on time on cross. But that's the chumrah for the mother of that we're not allowed to drink the cross. We have to wait till they have found one.
But I can't see what's happening. Come on, you've got to make no I've seen in shul, they leave it there, they don't make abdullah, they don't make abdullah with it, and they put it back in.
Out of the email, part of the one, you don't drink any of the wine, that you haven't fulfilled the bracha like that. It's a simple pshat in the email.
What do you
mean? What pshat in the email? It's an accurate, if you don't have any team, you're not going to have a lot
of
yarn.
Let's say, what
if you have a shemit bracha? What if you have a shemit bracha if the shalosh shemit?
They're playing, both of them are playing.
He thought it was shichot, wine.
And then
he made a chakra. What's going on here?
That's
where
you're the brother.
He thought it was
schnapps. Yeah. And he made chocolate. And it was wine. But here is not a tower for mammon. Here is not a tower for mammon. Good time. I don't know what to do with it. Let's say you're holding by a and they made a mistake and instead of going to Agafen they catch a hapa. Well, that's not shy. You kind of get maybe on the
shy. You take a cut because you want to take water. You don't want to take a meal. And I say,
on the mistake, you catch a hapa or something. They made a mistake. What's the deal? He wants to know. Maybe he did. Everyone would agree that you wouldn't be Yitzchak. So the Bodhi Agafen by place, I looked at Akiva Shofo. So the Akiva Shofo is like that. The Rashi says that when do you drink wine when you're not really interested? It's a Kiddush Havdol, all the time. So let that person attain Havdol. And then by mistake, you said Shachal in Havdol instead of Bodhi Agafen. So would you say that you're not ready to do that, but you got to say it over? I don't know. You got to look up to this? Maybe. By Shalashud is, that's the common Shalashud. Let's say you have a Shevet Brachas at Shalashud is.
the Shabbat brachas, we always say Alav Yayin.
We're
benching a lot of times, don't bench without a coat. Even benching the Zohar a lot of times, bench without a coat. The Shabbat brachas, you never say without a coat. That's why the minute is that when you have Shabbat brachas, that's how it should be, and then you finish late. Let's say you finish way after Shia, so you do drink. If someone asks you that you only drink from that coat over which you said the Shabbat brachas, you don't mix it together, you don't drink from the other coat, so the brachas are wrong. No, once you're drinking already. So what's the difference between this and a little wine? So you can really drink from the place. He demonstrates that the coast doesn't really belong so much to the Birchat HaMozen. If you drink the coast of the Birchat HaMozen, it'll be like drinking before Hamdol. But over here by Shabbat Brachas, you never bench. By Shabbat Brachas, you never bench without a coast. Somebody has to drink. As long as someone drinks, it's okay. So then everyone is here. The only child is, how can I say God's offering to be mostly somebody else? The more that are Kiddush, the more that are Kiddush, you can do it. Kiddush, if I say Kiddush for you and I'm not eating or drinking at all, I'm going to go home and make Kiddush in my own home, so the birth of often of Kiddush is good. Why? Because it's a Takan Kham Yemuchid to say birth of often. So the child is, well, what about under the chuppah? Or something like that. The question is doing is no problem. Because at the Pashto, the Russian students write, I mean, even if you get married, you have to recite the Birchas Nisun. Like after, under the chuppah first, first the rabbi says Birchas Erikun, it says one bracha. We brought the Abraham and then it says one bracha, and we're getting married. Then the Chassid gives a ring, that's called Kiddushin. And then you have a Haftokah, somebody eats the Kiddushin. And then after that, then you recite the Birchas Nisun. Birchas Nisun goes on the chuppah, on the Nisun. Birchas Erikun is on the Kiddushin, the two different things. So the Birchas Nisun, all the six brachas, Yotzahar, Mashiach, Kodim, Salma, and all the other brachas, that, in the beginning of the morning, you're supposed to recite over the post. So that doesn't pose a problem. How can the rabbi say, go to Abbas and the Chassim Kalim Kiyom? That's the same as Kiddush. Or I can say, go to Abbas and you can do it. The problem is, Bichasei Ritzin. Bichasei Ritzin, the Dina Digin Mara has nothing to do with the cult. That's like a book over a Luder. A book over a Talmud, it's a Bichasei Ritzin. It's insane. A Sheikh of the Shalom, the Sons of the Tzivan, while I was, not a man, but he told him, so it's a Bichasei Ritzin, I'm a man. A Bichasei Ritzin, so how can you say, a Bichasei Ritzin, whatever. But why should you say that over a post behind to that one, if I'm going to go in and that's not mentioned in the Gemara that you have a Tosyan. The Rosh is to disclose that some of the Tosyan that you should recite that Alayayin. So that's a big literature in Achayim of the Tosyan and many before and after the Tosyan. The Tosyan, the famous one, the Tosyan, the Kuntra Tachman on Chidus, the first parish on Chidus. The Tosyan was interesting. He used to give Shiur to the Shudas, a scientist. And then when they finished, he used to Chazah. And he gave Shiur again. So sometimes he would have Chazah. Sometimes he would be chayzer, in the chazor, he would be chayzer what he said before the time. Sometimes he would add on, extend it, sometimes he would give additional hours. So that's what's called the kuntra sachar. In the back of the thing, Yeshua, he has the shiurim that he said the second time around, when he learned to the Talmud in the second time. He went over additional things, so in the kuntra sachar in the first parak in the two, on that Zion, so he points out this kasha. And now that before and after all, there's that kasha. How can it be that the on the bit of service, and how can it be that the rabbi goes to brocha, and the house in college? There are different opinions. Some hold that it's okay. Once the only one was back, and it became like Kiddush. And others hold that. Others are not, but that's a rabbi should do. And the paper, I think, Yam, he quotes that the Synthesalic prayer, Synthesalic was a dying in Greek. Synthesalic was very close to that time. So the Synthesalic always watched everything, he always knew everything that Chaim did. And this, he never saw. Chaim told him that he's the tactic to do that, to spill out a little bit of the wine, but just a fair reason, spill out the wine on his finger and to taste it later on, because he didn't want to be, he didn't want to go openly against the Minig. The Minig element that we're not mocked at the rabbi should drink. He didn't want to go against the Minig element, but he thought that the same Jewish time was outside the time. So that's why he used to do it in a very inconspicuous way. After the chapter, after the Chazal never even noticed it, just that Chaim once mentioned to him that that's what he does. So I think he unprinted it, so now everybody knows it. That's the thing. So some of drink the wine in public to make a public snack become a public conversation out of it. And others mask it not to. So they should say that he was never masked for that. He was never masked for drinking wine. That is true from Yatsa Vasluska. He was a Talmud of Chaim Valojana, the first school of Talmud in the Valojana Yeshiva. So one of his contemporaries sends him a letter. What's with this story about drinking the wine and the kosher everything? So Yeshua says, no good, you gotta drink the wine. So he writes back to having the Yeshua says, well, to us, I beg your pardon. So Yeshua didn't say it's another kosher, it's like that kasher. And you live by kasher, and parents is Christian kasher. Once the kind of a masakin that you say, Bechet Eif and Allah Yain, that's the time that you kiddish. So just like that kiddish, he says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, so we say Bechet Eif, and he says, like, if it's Kakash, he didn't say, you know, Allah said, to be the Shana the Tzai. That's another problem. As far as what he drinks and what she drinks, really how do you like? Maybe you'll get the love of it. I remember when I got married, so Elijah Feinstein was there at the Hasana, where he said, before we, by the Hasana, so he said, the question there is that it's not Medina de Gemara, so he said, you can just take a tiny sip, it doesn't matter. The question he threw in, that's Medina de Gemara. So he said, you should try to drink and let it look like. Make sure that you drink and let it look like. No, you only say I'll get it if you drink the regime.
The father of the household and the wife and the children, nobody drank him alone with milk. Everybody had a little taste of wine. But he had so many children, so they drank up the whole cup of wine. So Malay Lugnov was swallowed by many people. So that's 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. And the Chabad said, Yeshem, that you inspire for many people, Yeshem, that you have. So that's what we rely on, by a Hasana. That by at least by the place we sue him, should be marked the Chabad Malay Lugnov. At the beginning of the month, the Chassan should take a bigger sip, and the Chalas should take a bigger sip, and then both together should make sure that they have had them.
Well,
okay.
When make it be sure, because there are a lot of children. A lot of children can make up along the years.
If the person has a cup of wine and he started off saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that he's going to finish off Shehakol, and then in the middle he realizes that he has to finish off Rav Yagrafen, and he finished off Rav Yagrafen, and Zavari do it. Why? Believe that if you say that you don't want to his Machshav, and his Machshav wants to say Shehakol, so don't do it. Shehakol is good on wine. But the Shaila is in the reverse. Hello, the Shaila is the problem. Hey, so the Kanak is cast to the Shikha Diyoni. He has a cup of beer in his hand. Because somebody made a mistake, he thought the Chamra, he thought it was wine. So he starts saying, Baruch Yah Goffin. But in the middle, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, I can't remember what I was thinking. He's going to finish up Baruch Yah Goffin. Then he realizes that it's not wine, it's beer. It's the end of the Shikha. So the Nusach HaBrochum is perfect. He's Baruch Atah Hashem, I can't remember what I was thinking. He's going to finish up Taisus spells it all out, so Taisus knew that there were other Jews who thought the Rishonim would learn to different Shah. He just spelled out that he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shahakol Miyed Dvarav. But at the time that he said, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he then finished off Rav Yagrafen. So that's the Gemara has a Shaila. Is it good or is it another? Because if he would have finished off Rav Yagrafen over a cup of beer, he wouldn't be Yaitzei. It would be no good, it wouldn't be Yaitzei. But now that he said the correctness of, but his intention was to finish off incorrectly. My, what's the din? Do I say what's the Ika Bracha Agrina? Do you follow the Kavana that he had at the time that he said the Ika Bracha? The Ika Bracha is the Shem Emachus. When he said Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Mm-hmm. So that's not good. But, so it's labeled as a Bracha. What's the Bracha is not good. I don't, what's the Hasima? How should I say no? He said Shakali Vidura. So what do you want? Said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. He said Shakali Vidura. So Shahakal so good. That's the Gemara is Ibayah. So the Gemara is going to be right. Does like
The end is going to be that it's in the Bible of Sheikha. All the rayas come out that there's no rayas. So what do you do? Halakha l'maisa?
So this is... This is what we did before the summer. We started very quickly and we never really read the Gemara. So now we have a whole year. So the last year we went through quickly.
So what do you do? Halakha l'maisa? You have this topic where they go to say, he's drinking the tea. And he said, Sha'achalim is Barai, but at the time that he says Barai, I don't know, he's going to finish off, Barai Tiyabrofen, and then he finished off properly. So it's an advice like Shitin Igmar, so what's the din?
So Pesach's course of Machloik is the Rish and the Rish. The Rish says, Zofik Brachas Lachal, Pirish Avalzid, and Pesach's in Amaskal Lov. The Pesach says it's an advice like Shitin, so what do you do? Pirish Avalzid, and Hashtag the Leif, Shitin Bayer, now that it's a Sufik, Avnima Lakula, it's Zofik Brachas Lachal.
So you don't say another Brach, so you have to do it.
The Rihayayimer and the Rihayayimer disagrees with the Rish, and he says, Lechumre, the Tzach Lebarach Tam Acher.
Aitach Apel, everybody knows the problem is Tzach Lebarach Tam Acher.
That's where Rabbi Kevega quotes the Kash. He says, how can you say a Bracha over again?
Let's say just plain old Shachal.
Yeah, but let's say it's a plain old Shachal like the case of Tyson gives. So that's what Rabbi Kevega is. How can you say that?
He says the Magen Avraham has the cash.
Magen Avraham is in the Reish Tet. He's cutting him with Hitcher King. What happened to Sabbath Prophet Lachio?
So he says that we should make a quote on Maharsha
in Sahi who has a Tamil. The Loshayach King, and the first word line I'm doing, the Loshayach King only applied this rule of Sabbath Prophet Lachio to a Bichat HaMitzvah, or to a Bichat HaShavach Mohaydo, Abba the Bichat Hanen, and then we have a Dinat Alana, also the Hanis Ben Olam Azeh, Balai Bracha. So the food is Bichat Kafisa. So you can't say, Sveka the Rabon Lakula, can I get a Chazor? I'm
going to take Yeridei. Yeridei, based on the Shmai, it says like that. If you want to fly Sveka the Rabon Lakula, can I get a Chazor? I have a topic. I know for sure that it used to be traced. And I have a topic whether I did something today to be martyred. You didn't know the whole issue, to begin with, is only an issue of Rabon, huh? I ought to apply, I ought to say Sveka the Rabban Lakula, so the dinner that it does not apply when it's a Ches Kasi.
So that's what the Mashor says, Rabbi Kirei, you talk to Mashor, you end up stopping,
but since all the food in the world is the Ches Kasi, so also the Anus Nehra Mazar Bulei Bracha. Unless you say Bracha, if you have a Sabi Bracha, the flight is Sveka the Rabban in Connecticut, Ches Kasi, so that you have no right to be made.
That's
when he said
he didn't make
up water,
But that we would be naked, we would say to the Bracha, the worst you can do is violate an Abayah the Rabbana, Bracha L'Vatala. Bracha L'Vatala says the Shita. Most of the Rishonim hold that Bracha L'Vatala is only the Rabbana. The Gemara says that one who recites the Bracha L'Vatala is in violation of the Shita, Hashem Hashem HaKachal HaShor. So the Morgan Abayah calls the Tesis, says the Tesis, that's only our Smash and the Rabbana, says it's in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third Tariq, and the Rambam sounds like the old, and it's a real Rosh Hashanah, the right. The Bracha L'Vatala is in Isha, the right. But we assume that from the Rabbana.
One of the Bracha L'Vatala is not Bracha.
So then he says that the Rih wouldn't disagree. So the Rih is masculine with the Rih. The Tzafik Brachas Lachas. The only time the Rih disagrees is by Birchas Hanehenim,
because the Rih understands, that's what every Kregi finds, that the Rih understands
that the cloud
of Tzafik Brachas Lachas doesn't apply here, because Tzafik Brachas Lachas simply means Zeka the Rabban on the Kuba. So much let that person ate a full meal with bread and everything in the system, doesn't remember if he changed the land. So you wouldn't say something brought to Arthur, because Benjamin is their actor. Benjamin is their actor. That's what you say, we should be ashamed of. Someone else has one, Benjamin is their actor. So what's the Kalala Sadat 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 Is the right to say his name is on the Chumbe? He won't say Tzavik Prophet Barakal and Abraha the right on it, Abraha the Rabbana. So what does he mean Tzavik Prophet Barakal? Say it in Rabbana Kula. And no, we know you don't say Tzavik to Rabbana Kula can make a Cheska Sisur. So every case of Tzavik Prophet Hanenen is always a mistake of Rabbana can make a Cheska Sisur. So therefore you're not allowed to say Tzavik Prophet Barakal. That's how we interpret the
Jewish. That's about
the Kula.
The
Raita? Which Raita? By Brit Mila. Bracha is also derabbanan. Bracha, this lila is this lila is a mitzvah. The lulav is deraita, and the sikh is deraita, and the tefillah is deraita. The bracha that you say, the bracha is on them.
Having bracha is
deraita. All the mitzvahs are deraita, but the bracha is a mitzvah that you say, together with the mitzvah, it's only derabbanan. The person is specific that he says Birchas HaTorah, he has to say over again. So he won't say Tzavah Brachas Rochel on a Bracha Derei.
So
Even in the case where you wouldn't apply to Eka Drachon, you still say Sophic Drachon. Moshav is a... What if you have a steak steak from the chumra? We usually use the case of a steak steak from the chumra. But the person can have developed a notion, it's not such a problem. Steak steak from the chumra. Let's say I have a situation. The whole time is only a dindra bonner. But there's a steak steak to be machma on the case. It may be mutter. Maybe mutter, maybe also. But even according to the fact that it may be mutter, maybe also with the bonner for a different reason. Not that every case of a sex fake, you can't take in both directions. Usually a sex fake is a sex fake of a hafiel. But sometimes you have a sex fake of a hafiel. So what would be the din if you have a sophic bracha, you have a sex fake of a hafiel and a sophic bracha? Would you say sophic bracha is a hafiel or not? But the lecha mishnah de ramam is not so sure. And let's say you have a sophic bracha, and you have a right that says that you should say bracha. The marshal, this is a very common shayla. If I pass into end in the store, if I walk the night in the store, and there's a din of Tzilas Kelim. So whenever you buy clay suitor, if you buy a suit, so you don't have to do Tzilas Kelim with it. But if you buy a watch, you don't have to do Tzilas Kelim. But if you buy forks and knives, a passing pan, metal, even glass, so then you have to be careful. But this is only for ones belong to a guy. But if another belongs to a guy, it was manufactured by a Jewish company, and it was sold, everything, all the people in the middle, everybody was Jewish, then there's no din of Tzilas Kelim, never belongs to a guy. Tzilas Kelim is only for ones belong to a guy. So what if you bought it in a Jewish store, I bought it in Jewish store, and I don't know who delivered it, and I don't know who delivered it to the man who delivered it, and I don't know who the man who delivered it to the man who, I don't know who manufactured it. And it could be that they were Jewish all the way through. The likelihood is that it's very far-fetched that they were Jewish all the way through. The rove is, the rove is that it's something that went to a body at one time or another, at some time or another, but there is such a possibility. No, if it belongs to a Jew all along,
Like in Israel.
Okay, then they're both properly the other way.
No, could be important. Yeah. Okay.
The Bible just says has a shoe bed about this child, so he talks about the cane from Kukwar. The cane bed, so he assumes that it probably did belong to a Jew over one. But he says, what about the pots and pans from Kukwar? That there's no view that it must have belonged to a boy sometime or another. But there is a slim chance that it belongs to a Jew all the way along. So what's the deal, he said, Rafa? He says, sure. And he goes simple. He says the reason why Sophic Drachas Rachel is because they take a drop on the Kumba. But he is not a Sophic, it's a right. So how can we say Sophic Drachas Rachel? Because the other Sophic know that so. That's the Chuba. Of course, others will disagree. They say no, that even if the right is that it belongs to a right one time or another, but if there's a slim chance that it belongs to a Jew from the beginning to the end, then you still say Sophic Drachas Rachel.
Tzavik Vav Lachal is not identical with the Tekken of Rabban Lekut. You don't apply Tzavik Vav Lachal to benching, or to Kiddush, or to Bichat Adar, because that's a Zinder right. It only applies to Bracha de Rabban, that's clear. But it's not identical with Tekken of Rabban Lekut, it's much more inclusive. Take a much of the Rambam sheet, the Rambam says Tzavik Vav Lachal, the Rambam learns that Gemara and Devon are listening like that. Tzavik Vav Lachal means that you don't say a Bracha, even on a Vadai mitzvah de Rabbanon, if you say that Takana was Sharasha v'Tefet. Moshe, the Gemara says when you mafish the Mai. Gemara says in November week, when you mafish the Mai, you brought the school from the Mares, and you have to be mafish Maitre, so you don't recite a Bracha. Literally, because you don't recite a Bracha. Why? Because it's a Tefet. And you eat the Mai, it's only a Tefet Tevel. It's not a Valet Tevel, but a Valet. So that's a Shaila Nachron. A long discussion with Shamola, many others have a discussion. But the Rambam is much more bearish, but his opinion is that the Mai is a Vada Yisim of the Rabbana. Because of the stuff that made the Amor, it was Mafish. Maybe he wasn't Mafish, but the Rabbana imposed the Yisim of the Torah's Vada on his mind. There's a Vada Yisim, there's a Vada Yisim. There's a Vada Yisim of Rosh, there's a Vada Broker. So what does the Gemara say, our Tafik Broker? What does the Gemara say, our Tafik Broker? So the Rambam in the Truva writes the Sefer why. Even if it's a Chiyu, the Migdalot, it's not a hidden Rambam. It's not a Truva for Rambam in Arabic or anything. Right on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, the Migdalot quotes this Truva for Rambam Baruch. The Rambam writes Mefurish, even if Akana the Rabban of the Torah Vadai, if the Yisod HaTakana is Sharosha the Sofik, the old institution of the mind was anchored in the Rabbanon, because there was a Sofik, maybe the Amoret was Mafish, maybe he wasn't Mafish. But definitely, maybe Takana the Rabbanon, that whenever you buy from an Amoret, it's a Vada Yisod, even if a Flappi Shmai Galya, even if I believe at the end the Amoret was Mafish, and there's no Tevel at all, but still, the Rabbanon is a Vada Yisod Tevel, and if you need a Vada HaTosh, but you still don't say a Brocha. Because the background of the Takana was you saw the Visharosh of the Sophic. And you compare the Yantam Shani Shogoli. You won't compare the Ram of the Yantam Shani in the same way. The Ram of the Sophic said, the Ram of the Yantam Shani Shogoli is a Vada. It's not a fake of the Yantam Shani Shogoli. Because we are not the king of the Kiri Yantam. And still, the more close to the Sophic, the more discusses why you say Bracha on Yantam Shani Shogoli. The Ram says, that's why, because the Shorish of the Takana of Yantam Shani originally had something to do with the Sophic. Even though today it's no longer a Sophic of the Vada, still the more feels that it's covered with the cloud of Tzavik Brachas Lachas. The Rambam is the favorite that it's not identical with the din of Tzavik Rabban Lachul. Way, much more encompassing. Much more encompassing. See, we've got about this also. Even if you have a sick steak, you wouldn't say a bracha, even many things like that. It doesn't correspond at all to the din. It starts off as a form of Tzavik Rabban Lachul. But then once you have a case of Tzavik Brachas, Tzavik Rabban Lachul, then it applies even when Tzavik Rabban Lachul applies. So that's why it's not so cautious Rabbi Kevedi's shot in the reed. Rabbi Kevedi says the reason why the reed you have to say over the bracha is only because it's covered up with a banana. He wouldn't say it by another bracha. That's so cautious. The task is not like Rabbi Kevedi says. That you should still say Tzavik Rabban Lachul. Sounds like it starts off with an Issa. Yeah, that's wrong time. Could be. It could be the reason she's like that. There's one day in the Shem, they go to Koba holds like that. Then she'll not be passing the Ferris nonsense. They don't import the sheet in the Shem. So maybe that's not important. So the Kedegis sounds like he's assumed that's Mahalaka. Because then it starts off as an Issa. And say the Bracha takes off the Issa. We assume that's so. We assume it starts off as a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is inside the Bracha. This is how that is before you eat the food. And if you didn't recite the Bracha, then you are violated. You violated another. So it doesn't start off with the Yisro. The Bracha is not for the Yisro. It starts off with the Mitzvah and recite a Bracha Sanem. The Gemara presented to you starts off with an Yisro and the Bracha is Matarit. And Yisham says the Bracha is a Matarit, a Pidyon. But still, Allah and Amayit and Rover Hashem hold that that's not that thing. Not to be taken literally. Apparently, this Rebbe Kivag is not so kosher. So we mentioned before the summer that the Vilna Gaon has a different shad in the Reed. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Seifa. When the Machaber quotes the Zin, a person is davening Yom Tov Dikah Shmona Esrei, and he hasn't davening Yom Tov Dikah Shmona Esrei since Shavuot. Or whatever, since the Sukkot. So he comes to Shmona Esrei and he forgets that Mekadesh HaShabbos. The end of the Brach, instead of Mekadesh HaRazman, says Mekadesh HaShabbos. And then he says, Mekadesh HaShabbos HaZman. He corrects himself to Esrei Dibah. So what's the deal? So the Vilna Gaon discusses there, well, what did he have in mind to say when he said Baruch Atah Hashem? What did he have in mind to say? Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaZman, and when he just did, what did he have in mind?
So he discusses this, the Ri with the list. So he says, what does the Ri mean? How does the Ri say that you go to Kuman and abide like Sheikh and a Drach? What happens to Tavis Rachel Drach? He doesn't like Rabbi Kivega. The Gemara was a little before Rabbi Kivega. He doesn't like what it says. He says the Ri is based on the Gemara later on for a follow from an Aleph. That's what Shreya has. He says the Ri is based on the Gemara for a follow from an Aleph, and the Gemara says, right in the middle of the Yom, it's Tavis Kara Kriya Shema Tavis Kara Ain't a crazy occurrence. Why? Because this man doesn't hold that Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanah. So take it to Rabbanah too. Doesn't come to MSV after Sotik Loyomar. What about MSV after the Reed has cursed and Sotik and Tis and Tan every day? So that's a din that writes for sure. Kriya Shema is a Makwan, but MSV after the Reise. So the din is crazy to the MSV after. Right, I know, because Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanah, so take it to Rabbanah too. And MSV after is the Reise. Take the Mark and take Kriya Shema is the Rabbanah. And the Sukim is one after that house. And then the Mark goes right. How do we pass him? Rab Lazar Amar. He's more called different sheep. Rab Lazar Amar. Something called Kriya Shema, something like Kriya Shema. Why is it a Torah? Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema is a Raisa. Something is called, something like Raisa called, ain't a Chayiz in the Spalm. Because davening is only with the Rabbana. So there you say, take a Rabbana Lekula. But Kriya Shema Amar, that's how we pass him. No, not only something Kriya Shema is a Chum, because Kriya Shema is a Raisa. Even Sila, which is only with the Rabbana, still, Alavaishis Pala Lodim Kala Yoim Kulo. And the Sabbath is Pala, Sabbath Lodim is Pala, we talk in that you're diving over. So you're doing the gun playing, yeah, shut this. Yeah, Shabbat by Shema, I'm obligated to say Yahweh Shema. So the Gemara says, I'm willing to say Shema, depends on the Kriya Shema, they're right, the Kriya Shema, they're not this is only the Rabbanah until you say take it up on the not Mukhiyat to say it. Say it's wonderful. But you're not Mukhiyat to say it. Your creation is the right thing Mukhiyat to say it. By Shemayna Etrei, what will be the Easter of Mighty Shem Shaman Rabbanah? So we'll assume that that's only the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah of Akkadah is only the Rabbanah. So if you get started, so I still think you'd be saying it's Rabbanah of Akkadah. So take it up on the Kula. You will not have to say over the Shemayna Etrei. The question is, are you obligated to say over? So that's what the Gemara has in Akkadah. So the first Madama says, something spells, something glorious follow. Ain't a chayzim is spell. You're not looking to daven over again. You're not looking to daven over again because Sila is under the Rabbana. Rabbi Yechon says, no, we would recommend how the Rashi is spell out and call our yarn through the Lord.
And chayzim is spell
out and call our yarn through the Lord.
Because
he
cannot make it,
Okay. So what is the Rashi is
spell?
Rabbi Yechon comes up with that idea. Rabbi Yechon says how the Rashi is spell out and call our yarn through the Lord. The first shot is Rabbi Yechon is that it's only Sila from Dabash when the essay. So not by Ashaq, but even Gosh, tells to that Gemara, he says that based on Rabbi Yechon and Shita, Alavashi is Pallad and Kalayam Kula. And that's the conclusion, that's the start. Like Rabbi Yechon, he says that's what the Ri is based on. So what happened to the Dinah Sophic Brahma's Rachel? What do you mean, Rabbi Yechon doesn't offer the Dinah Sophic Brahma's Rachel?
You
can have my book also because it says what? Yes, it does. Yeah, but over there was a big year. Okay. If I don't know, I don't know.
There's
an offer,
the
Bobby is saying
that,
that
this one's
offer,
it's also a Bobby,
it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, it's also a Bobby, but I told you, I brought them out to look at Dover. Because we have it, the Dover by Abichat on the end. That's what the Gaon says, Shai. Because the Ri is based on Rabbi Yechon and that's the part. Very true. Now tell me the Ri. We don't pass like the Ri. Whatever it is, we don't pass like the Ri. So we're not going to pass like the Ri. Most of the Shem are like the Ri. That is Shafiq Rafa Zahak, so you don't say Yahweh the Bill. At the end of the Tesis, that's the beginning of the Tesis. They discuss what the Pesach is. So we pass from Allah like the Ri, that you don't say Yahweh. And if I go to Shita, then at the end of the verse, they used to cash each of any yankee kinon, the last 6 lines in the Tesis on his base and all. And lo, Diba Maska lo. So yes, he doesn't understand what's the Shaila. The fellow said every word of the Brahma was correct. So how come he was borrowed? So because at the time that he was saying, Shema Malchus, he intended to conclude Bhakti Avatan,
So therefore, but the bracha is no good, so therefore you're going to pass it up the bracha.
Not true. He said the correct nusach from the beginning to the end.
Why should it be no good? That's a teller. There's such a teller, that's why the Raizid and the Ramban say that there's nothing to discuss, Rashi is wrong. And they didn't have that gears to Abaita. He said, you can't have that gears, it doesn't make sense. Where do you come up to say such a thing that because he intended the wrong kavana, there's not just there, brother?
That was different, wrong kavana. Wrong kavana is different than not having kavana.
That's what we'll see. It's right, I mean, I can be human. My kavana is a havada, I need to retain on shichas kavana. But he sort of gives you already an answer before he gets in touch with this. You would have helped Mr. Tichas Kavana. That's not like this in different places in Shas, whether this was Tichas Kavana or not. So he sort of presents it like that. That's not any other presents. If you would have helped like Mr. Shana Mepaskin, or Mr. Tichas Kavana, so then we would understand the Gemara. Why? Because since he says, Baruch HaKa Hashem, okay, and Baruch HaKa, Tichas Anen and Zoka are Mitzvah. So Mitzvah of the Rabbana to say Tichas Anen. But the Shana is, and did he have Kavana? Yeah, sure he had Kavana. But he had Kavanah to say a Baruch Yagov, he didn't have Kavanah to say a Shahakov. So the question is that considered the same bracha? Is that considered the same mitzvah? Is a mitzvah of the Rabbanah to say a Birchas Hamenah before you eat or drink anything? So it's one mitzvah of the Rabbanah with different ways to fulfill it. Before you eat cookies, you say Mizrahi, before you have Kavanah, you say Amaisi, or you drink things, you say Shahakov, before you have Kavanah, you say Rabbanah. It's all one mitzvah with different forms of fulfilling a mitzvah that recites a Birchas Hamenah. Or maybe I should say no, the Shahakov is one mitzvah, and the Rabbanah is a different mitzvah, and Baruch Yagov is a different mitzvah. So maybe, if you have this Kavana, it is what to discuss. If all the Birchas Hamenah are just part of one mitzvah with the Rabbanan, so you have Kavana to the mitzvah, and he has the mitzvah right. But if you hold that each one is a different mitzvah, he didn't have the right Kavana. He had Kavana to do mitzvah, and that's what he did mitzvah. He didn't have Kavana for mitzvah. So sort of the census is giving you an answer ready. If you hold this is Kavana, we're not asking any questions. That's how the Rabbi Yehuda presented. You have a different kavana. So we understand the Yibaya and the Gemara. What's the Yibaya? Is Barfi Agav and the Shahakam is one mitzvah and two mitzvahs. But if you all are locked, then this is a different kavana. So what's the difference? Even if no kavana is good, so what can be wrong?
In the case, he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't have any kavana, but that's the
Heifer. Oh. So that is general for all the book, it's just hard. Maybe you don't even need a special kavona or potatoes when you say that you have a chef to eat that. That's the only time for sins.
In case it's all cash, only ones that you are misraised.
Then we can understand the Ibari. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs that you have kavona for the regular. But if you hold La Lacha, the Mitzvah, then Shichas Kavana, then Mitzvah, then Yaakim Yikinu, what's the Mach and the Sofi Bar? Then when is the Gemara Havashad and Mitzvah Kavana? Hi, the Mishnah, Tzvi Machu, Yidei Tachnas, and Zonis Kavana. A person is walking in the street, and he has Yashoy, he has Chazorat HaShat, and he wasn't thinking, and then after everything is all over, then he realizes, hey, well, I have to walk into the shul. I was just right there. Well, I have to go to the next thing in Davin 4. I just had a Hashad, I said, Amen, and I was right there. That's a decision in the Akhrenic what you have to say. Let's work on the assumption that you are Yosef. Why would Tasha want the Yosef?
Let's say Rabbi Shmuel says, and he says, Yom Chagam Asukah, and then he says, not Yom
Chagam
Asukah. Why he says Chagam Asukah is Chagam Asukah?
No, but
it's really because in Lashem and Yom Balabatim call it Sukah. Because even though Allah is strictly speaking, it's not correct. It's a regular with Yashma, but everybody calls it Chagam Asukah. He says Sukah has 9 days. Yeah, it's 9 days.
No, I don't think so.
No, you're not the eighth of God, you can have all the intentions, you're not the eighth of the Mashiach, you have to say the word. But you assume that that word is the correct word. If you had a mind to say Shmuel Atzeres and he slipped and he said Chagamas, he's not the eighth of the word. It doesn't matter what he had in mind. But if he made a mistake and he said Sukkot, so then many thoughts can hold that he has to be able. Some say because that's the stuff on Hashem and Yadam, we call it Sukkot. Whether it's right or wrong, we call it Sukkot. So you guys didn't know the Hasiva, the prophet and the Hasiva should be in biblical Hebrew, not in a colloquial Hebrew. And that's why the whole Nusach Hasiva is in Rosh HaTanach. But to be evident, if a person will daven in a colloquial language, we'll call Shmuel Atzeres Sukkot, he'll be able to be evident. And other parts we give a different answer, but not only in Lashem and Yadam we call it Sukkot, and it's in their right, but also it's not exactly so cautious that it has absolutely nothing to do with Sukkot. It could be that it's not the eighth day of Sukkot, and it's also a regular with Nasser, it's both at the same time. And the answer could be evident if he didn't have any Sukkot at all. Let's have Pesach.
No.
And he doesn't mention specifically the day of the Yom Kippur at all. Just mentions on today and Yom Kippur. So I think he has a machloket. I thought the din is at the night. I'm not sure. Anyway, Is this considered lack of kavanah loss in the chazan mitzvah because he had kavanah for different mitzvahs, he didn't have kavanah for this mitzvah, they're different mitzvahs? Or should you say, no, then it's all the same mitzvah, different ways to fulfill the same mitzvah, there's one mitzvah. But if you hold Allah as mitzvah, it's just kavanah, like Yom HaShanah, it's just kavanah. So the worst thing can be is that he didn't have kavanah loss at all, so without kavanah loss this year. So what's wrong? The invitation is, no, it's work. What's the husband's work? So if you're looking at that, Rabbi Nani quotes one version of the Hezbollah, and Abshkan Nege quotes other Rishonim give a different version of the Hezbollah. It's two completely different things. Rabbi Nani quotes the Rashbam as saying the way you said. He says, people go to shul on the Toy Shabbos, and the husband and the wife and all the children are in shul, and the chazan says, Havdollah. And then they go, and everybody listens to Havdollah, they don't talk a little Havdollah, and they say, Amen. And they're not the eighth day. They go home and they say Havdollah again. Who were they saying Havdollah for when they go home and they say again? The whole family was there in shul. Who? The Ishta, the Chokhani, they thought everybody was there in shul. They all heard Havdollah, they all said Amen. If the husband was in shul and the rest of the family was not, they go home to Havdollah for the other people. But if everybody was in shul, what did they repeat Havdollah for? And there, Adam Ha'imeh, the Rashbam says on page Rav Amin Aleph in the Rabbeinu Yoneh, Dima Matzah Rabbeinu Shmuel, quotes the Rashbam. So this is the reason why Shinogim Ha'olam L'Havdol the Beis Ha'am Matzah Shabbos, after Pisha Shom Ro'eg, the Shem was made Beis Ha'am Ha'Avdol the Beis Ha'Knesset. Everybody heard Avdol in Shul. Everybody.
They're not brachah l'atala. Why isn't it brachah l'atala? So the answer is, today, because if the shosh is shamar avdola, the Beis HaKnesset, the first of Kavanaat, Mishalom Lot is born. You know, I remind you, they don't want to be yaitzeh with this avdola. They want to be yaitzeh with avdola, that they're going to hear it up. Ki yosah, shem avdila, the Beis HaKnesset.
But Yad Kavanaat, Shalom Lot say, he says, everybody would agree that you wouldn't be yaitzeh.
So that's the Gemara's topic of here. How does he prove that everybody has... There is no Gemara about this topic. It's a matter of making some shame.
Look, if you all listen, thank you, Mr. Kavana, what if I have the fairest Kavana not to be here? So it's a machlokes.
In Shofarot, the Mechaber passes in Shofarot that if you have Kavana, Shalom not say, you're not here.
Rabbi Kedei Bikot, Rabbi Aaron Alevi disagrees. The Kedisha Harad disagrees, you all believe if you have Kavana, Shalom not say, you are here.
The Hakkad of the Rajman, no. How can you prove what that love is? Whether we pass from like the Mechal, we pass from like the Rahor. So the Rajman brings the right. It's like the Mechal Yom. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, you have complete family through Abdullah and Shul, and then you go home and you say Abdullah again. How can they do that? By the way, Yotz and Shul. So the right is that if you have Kavanah Shalom, not to say not Yotz. Yes, right. So didn't see right at one place, that's not such a hot Raya. That's not the right.
If you want to have Kavanah, let's say, would be good.
Yeah, he wouldn't have Kavanah about this issue, but he would then he wouldn't say Abdullah again.
Maybe we arrive from this case. Maybe these people don't even know that they are Yosef. We arrive from London. We are on the Samuel family.
Maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're doing wrong. So let's assume that they're doing right. But I'll figure it on here, but they're doing right, but in this time, that doesn't prove anything. If, look at the Chazan who sent Abdullah, as in mind not to be Yosef.
Yeah, then you're not there,
so. So then you can discuss if you have Kavanah Shalom, let's say the Balfakir is blowing Shofar, and he's blowing Shofar himself, and he has Kavanah Shalom. So then you have a Machlokes HaRishayim whether he is or not. But if you're blowing Shofar and I'm listening, you're going to say, Shemeh Kohen Baal Kochai. So then it's that to show you on the Shemeh Kohen Baal Kochai. You can't force a mitzvah down my throat if I'm not even doing it. But if I'm doing it, I have Kavanah Shalom, you can't prove anything. So the proof that the Rajbam quoted, because Ma'aseh Mechayim, we do it every Shabbos, every Mechay Shabbos, everybody listens to Abdullah and Shulman, they all go, that's not a Raya. They didn't say Abdullah themselves. What about the Chazan who says Abdullah and Shulman? What if that Kiddush and Shulman is not yet? Because we Kiddush will not do this. So Rabbi has to say over again Kiddush when he goes home. But what about Abdullah? The one who says Abdullah and Shulman?
Well, that happens all the time.
Everyone has their own. There's no shyness. That's perfect. The shyness are cared. Everybody has Abdullah and Shlu. They're going to say their own Abdullah.
That's it.
So the Chazan himself says Abdullah. That's the Shaila. The Chazan had in mind not to be okay Abdullah and Shul. He wants to say Abdullah at home. Do you say on the Chazan also? He can say Abdullah at home. The Rashbam doesn't say anything about it. He's talking. No, he can invite to the others. Yeah, he can invite to the others without the others. Well. No, let's say about the care goes to blow paper for somebody before he goes to shore. So he has a mind not to be yotzei. Now he wants to be yotzei later. I'll pay that brother. So he can invite the other people without being yotzei himself. That's not a problem. But the shayla is, the chazan says Abdullah and Shul, can he go home later on and say Abdullah again and claim I had a mind not to be yotzei in Shul? He doesn't have any mitzvah b'chayyam on that. Maybe not. That's the machlokes of Rishonim. If you have kavanah shalom say, maybe you still have to bal kocha. The Rashbam claims that you're not, but he doesn't have any proof. The only thing he proved is that you don't say shemeh kohen bal kocha. But Rashbam is not talking about shemeh kohen. I'm saying the bracha. I said, Baruch Atah Shahakol Niyeh B'Tvorcha. Before they had intention to complete it by saying Baruch Piyar Gosvin. So maybe that's like kavanah shalom lotzei. That's what he wants to call. Maybe it's like kavanah shalom lotzei. But he never really proved that it's so. That's what she said. There are some homes like that. That's what Shohar is asking. That if you have Kabbalah Shalom, it's not in my case. So what is the Likudus Atos? So that's the Kabbalah to say that you're not yet. What's the Kabbalah to say that you are yet? That's not Kabbalah Shalom. It's all the same mitzvah. Genesis 9 is a Kabbalah. We have Kabbalah Shalom. That's Kabbalah Shalom.
So why should the other side of the law have kavana for all of it? The answer is no. He had kavana for a different mitzvah. He didn't have kavana. Again, if you know that there's two different mitzvahs, if you know that it's the same mitzvah, Baruch Hu Avraham and Yitzchak with all the same mitzvahs, the different forms of fulfilling it, how can you call this kavana for all of it? The other side would be, if you know that there are really different mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah that Baruch Hu Avraham and Avraham, and this mitzvah that Shabbat and Midvare on T, but then it's shy to begin to discuss that this is the equivalent of kavana for all of it. It's trying to discuss. The Tosca says that it's all one mission. This is the way, this is the version that the Rashbam has, the way that Rabbi Yehuda quotes the Rashbam. That if you have Kavanah Shalom, I'll say, not only do you not say Shemei Kohen about Kavanah, you don't even say, you can't be Yehuda Mitzvah about Kavanah. And he says, this is the Gemara, he says, by the way, whether this is the equivalent of Kavanah Shel Halacha. And of Shlomo Eger, in the back of the wrist, on Brachas, quotes other Rishonim, and he wants to word it differently, clearly not the way the Rashbam says, not the way Rabbi Meir quotes the Rashbam. He words it differently. He says, there is a din in the beginning of Zvachim, when you shech the carbon, a person sheching a carbon to take something, he says, he didn't realize that this is a carbon, he shech the carbon thinking that it's chulin. So that is possible. That's called misafik, mishchitas kachin, it's possible. Misafik means he knows he's shechting at the end of it, he didn't realize that's the problem. Or he didn't even realize that he's shechting anything. Let's say he just threw a knife, and it happened to shech the carbon accidentally. But like, them at school, and that would be good. So shechitas kachin, and it's different kavanah. But shechitas kachin, you do need kavanah. Misafik, mishchitas kachin, it's possible. Misafik, even if you didn't have intention to shech, or you have intention to shech, not realizing that it's a carbon. What if he knows that it's a carbon? And he's shechting, let's say, he knows that it's a carbon shlomim, and he says, I don't care. I'm interested in bringing this as a carbon oil. He knows it's a carbon oil, he's interested in bringing it as a carbon chatos. As a chatos, he wants to bring it as a carbon oil. He hasn't, he wants to be at a different mitzvah. You know that it's no, it's not tigol, but it's shinukai. So the first Mishnah says that you wouldn't be yotzei dei chayvatka with such a carbon because of shinukai. So what if a person shechts the carbon? He knows it's a carbon, and he's shechting the carbon, and he wants that nobody should be yotzei the carbon. Not that he thought that it's Bama Tzul. If he shechts the carbon thinking that it's Bama Tzul, that's called the Satsang, which is the Satsang of Tzul. So all shechit is no good. This guy needs a chatos. He doesn't need it. He's not holding time much regular to be the shlomim in the road. Maybe he has intention, I know it's a shlomim, but this guy really needs a chatos. Let's check for the same chatos. That's for the shinikaitis. What if he says, this guy is such a good for nothing, he doesn't deserve to bring any kavod. He checks the carbon, having in mind that the valid carbon shouldn't be out of any. If he wants it, that doesn't matter. He checks for the same call, then it's good. So the Shlomo Eger says other Rishonim use that Malik over here. Of course, it's not other Balayatah. So he says perhaps it's another Tatsa. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the Gemara, the Nekudah Pasachis, the Gemara, the Bible sheet is. The first sheet over here is like this. If you all this the Sichas Kavana, then we understand the Tuf Tamadat, what the Gemara, the Bible sheet is. Is this considered Kavana, what is because you have intention to create the Bichat Anen? Or maybe I should consider each Bichat Anen as a separate mitzvah, so it's a lack of Kavana what? But that's only a good shot of the Yom Mitzvah of Kavanah. If Yom Mitzvah is Yom Kavanah, what are you going to say shot? So the Rashbam says, okay, should I consider the equivalent of Kavanah Shel Lola say? So if you had intention to create a different mitzvah with it, so the equivalent now of Kavanah Shel Lola to this mitzvah? Oh no, still, how can we call it Kavanah Shel Lola? It's not that there. That's another side. Shlomo has a third side in the Gemara Zid Bayim. Well, it's not that if you have Kavanah Shel Lola, you're not there. You don't even say Kavanah Shel Lola, you're not there also after that law. But it's a new smart. Nina Machabar Shane, Nina Saloku smart over here. That if I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm saying Shakali with Vara. And at the time that I'm doing the mitzvah, I want that mitzvah to be Oila for a birthday adopter.
So then as they start to compare it to Kutchin, to say that Nina Makarbon. It's not that it's not that it's the equivalent of Kabbalah Shalomah. No, Kabbalah Shalomah could be a Kisuyasa. But if you have Kabbalah Shalomah, it's not here, it's not arrogant. With the comparison, if you hope, only on the not like hope, that's the difference. Only on the assumption that you also did.
Yeah, that's what the
Rabbi Yair himself suggests. Well, yes. Rabbi Yair over here says that maybe even though in Dibra Masul Umnam, right the line before Rabbi Yishmur Gal, he suggests the last line in Dibra Masul Umnam, he wants to say that even if in general you hold the mitzvah, then Shichu Kavan Gat only got a mitzvah that has a Maita mitzvah to it. But the mitzvah doesn't have a Maita mitzvah, or you haven't got an Iris. Then he says, that was the Gemara's revival of Shichu. Do you say mitzvah ain't Shichu Kavan even in the mitzvah of an Iris? Or no, by mitzvah of an Iris, everyone will agree that mitzvah Shichu Kavan. That's why Rabbi Yair words it. So the Bach has a comment on the shard, usually the Bach says that's how what? Here has a single feather. And Oitz Vav, on the side of the page Vav, Oitz Vav, on the side of the rib. So he says, the Rabbi Yair learns that here is the Rabbi Yair sheet on Dafi Beis and Manala, but then when you get later to the next feather, because you call it Batur, what's the next feather? So he said Batur, right? So the Mishnah has that you call it Batur, a person is laying from a Sefer Torah, let's say he's correcting the Sefer Torah, and it's time to say Kriyashma, and then he happens to be reading that Parsha, so it says, in Kidu Liba Yod, and what Kidu Liba Lo Yod, so the Gemara says, Shnam and Amish, Mishnah Tavana, so he's doing the Mitzvah anyway, and still you say, in Kidu Liba, so the Gemara, and Machta Bekir, and Gemara says, maybe it's a special case, we don't know anymore, and it's not a special case, not a right. So the Bach comments, but over there, it's a Mitzvah Amira. He's not doing any night on it, and still the Gemara says that it depends on the general, on the universal issue as to what the Mitzvah is Kavana. So the Bach claims that what the Rabbi Yair, according to Rabbi Yair, shot in this Gemara, here is the Bible like Shita on Daphne's day, but when you get to Daphne's Dalit, what was the next Daphne's Dalit, Daphne's whatever, and you get to the next Daphne's beginning of Terekai Terekai, the Gemara assumes the Vatala is that if you hold this is Shita Kavana, that if you hold this is Shita Kavana, that Kalal will apply even to Krishna, which is Amiris, so who has been on the Torah. That's what the Bach claims. And later, Achrenim didn't go with the Bach. They reinterpreted the Rabbi Yair. Rabbi Yair didn't mean to say by every mitzvah of Amiria that it's always different that you need Kavana of a Kavana. So it's often against the Gemara. What do you mean? Why hasn't the Bible like sheep here? And the very next stop, they write for Paris. So later, Achrenim said that Rabbi Yair should be reinterpreted. Because Rabbi Yair only meant by Groch. It's not for the Miluchat by Groch.
But there's no
Maisa, there's no Kavura though. It's not because it's only Amira. That's what we said, that's what we said. Yeah, but simple reading in the dictionary says that it's legal either. If you have Kavana, then you go. That's what Gemara answers. Maybe checking is not even pronouncing the words properly. Right, so Gemara reinterprets. Maybe just checking with the first is not really pronouncing the words at all. It's legal either means if he's careful and he pronounces the words, then he's right, even without Kavana most of it. That's what Gemara is not going to write.
Someone's taking this.
Right. the same over here. Lots of shirts here. The normal thing, lots of tears. I mean, it's not that some kind of a means to say anybody's going to interfere like that. They're going to interfere like what we are going to do.
But you have to
ask the question.
You have to
ask the question.
You have to
ask the question. Yes. That's true. He has to ask the question. But he intends to interfere like that. And then he finishes off the shahat. I'm telling you right there, it's true, but that when we daven Myers on Friday night, we should all have in mind not to be Yosef Kiddush. Even though we're not there, Yosef Kiddush Midvarim without Allah Kosh, on the Kosh, on the Kosh, on the Kosh, on the Kosh, there's no Kosh. That's Midvarim, and that's how that you have to be Yosef, the Kiddush, they're right to Allah Yosef. So how do you do that at first? You daven in Shulchan, and then he says things that Yosef is in there, right? So he says everybody should have in mind not to be Yosef Kiddush, they're right to the Dhamma. Everybody knows this, they know that much. It doesn't matter. If our bottom don't know anything, it doesn't matter. He says the Chachamim made a Takana. He says the Chachamim. He says later, Chachamim made a Takana that you got to daven Myers, and they said that you're not supposed to have in mind when you daven Myers to be Yosef Kiddush. That's what matters. It's considered as if everybody has Kavana Shalala. Then he says, but I don't think that. Others disagree, and they say, no, that's a din there, right? You say Kiddush with Dvarim, so when you daven Myers, you are. Rabbi Kiddush goes like that. Like with the top of other things. The great says, this is your when you daven Myers, then surely you have in mind that you are Yosef Kiddush. So you hear the Kiddush there, right? Why? The Takana don't want to say Kiddush there, right?
Well, say Kiddush there, right?
Ah, but you didn't say Kiddush there, right? That's all I like. That's another part of the Takana.
But then there would be a couple of Philippi can walk if you say Kiddush.
So that was a complete one to do. That the Takana that I want to watch to be able to the Kiddush there, right? That's all I like. That's right. That because maybe I was not so. There's a takana that you should say Kiddush alayayin, that you should be Yosef Kiddush deraisa alayayin. You shouldn't be Yosef Kiddush deraisa and then takana that wants to say Kiddush again. No, you should be Yosef Kiddush deraisa alayayin. Or no, you can be Yosef Kiddush deraisa first to feel, and then you have to say Kiddush alayayin. We discussed the same kind of identity. Okay, but it's still not having Kabbalah Shalom Lotz.
No, Taisus is first.
No, that's not Taisus. But if a person sits in a sukkah that's Kashman and first possible with the Rabbanon, the Taisus says he's not yet because it's like Kabbalah Shalom Lotz.
I don't care. The Kiddush in the shoe, Friday night,
That could be mighty his wife. If it's mighty, another man is not problem because he has to mighty. that the delights in women, there's no arvus, there's no arvus between men and women, and yet there might be based on Kaisala Vegas of Azir, so how can you sort of do this? This is all on Rabbi Kivegas in the living. You should collect all the whole discussion. So this is all on the premise, this is all on the assumption that all the people are down married will get to Kiddush Midaraita. Comes to some sense, this whole premise is wrong, because it's the equivalent of having Kavana Shalolot, and when you're down married, you're supposed to have Kavana Shalolot. Even if you didn't know about that secret, so late days master, the Chachamim say that automatically it's the equivalent of having Kavana Shalolot.
One thing that is
It is not considered one of the Rabbanim. Something that we're not terror, that we're not in Kiddush. But all the Yerik say, you know, to either the davening of the Chaz is Kiddush. So the Yerik say, the Kiddush are right. So what's the Nekudus HaSafi? The Raivin and the Ramban say that the Kasher that takes us can't be entered. He said that's such a weak spot in Rashi's Shas, there's nothing to discuss. There can't be such an invite like Shita. He said, Shachal, even Dvada, because he had intention to finish off with Yom Kippur. There's something wrong with this. That can't be Shachal. The Ramban and the Rabbi Givin Johnson. A different gear to a different Shachal and all the law. But before we get to the Rabbi and Ramban, how do Rashi and Tesis run anymore? But that's what we're talking about. The Tesis is the Kashi. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be the Tesis? Give some kind of an answer. So that's the question, well, what is a Shachal? So then we'll just review. What do we have so far? If you hold, say, to things like, if you have this, this is Kabbalah, so you can already give them a halakh, so if you can, this is called Kabbalah, not this or not, only one is not into this, so if you have nothing in Shabbat. But if you hold this, say, this is Kabbalah, what is it in disguise? So then, say, you give something. So he says, no, we still have an answer. So what's exactly the answer? So there are two versions. So the Rajbam, as quoted by the Rabbi Yehuda, says, maybe it's the equivalent of Kabbalah Shalom. Very marshal. Even if you don't like the Mazvan Kavana Shalallah, so it's message that you're not getting, but they should be called Kavana Shalallah. Well, that's the truth. Again, you have to say, it's on the assumption that it's two different. You have to say, everybody knows that it's two different mitzvahs, and that's a shayla, is that called Kavana Shalallah? Why the world should be called Kavana Shalallah? No. And then there are the Gilead Mashach, so maybe called another Rishon, said it's a different place. Not that it should be the equivalent of Kavana Shalallah, but that's what's no. But some strange reason or another, we should compare it to Kavana Shalallah. Tfilas can egg it karbonis, but why should the... I don't live in Kavanah, also have to that karbonis. He said, maybe you should say, if I say a bracha and I had intention to be a different bracha with it, maybe that's worse than not having karbonis at all. This time, thank you for karbonis. But if you're not, if you have karbonis later. Karbonis later means karbonis shalolot. That's a different matter. He doesn't want to call it karbonis shalolot. It's a different word. If you had and then you gave a fourth answer, and Duncan a different answer. He said that when do you say that there's an athletic for the mitzvah of Kavanah, that's only by a mitzvah. But if you have an amirah, then everybody agrees you have to have Kavanah. And that's the Gemara Shaila, what's the Kavanah? What? So that's the shot of the back here. So what is he talking about? He said, Kavanah, that's bow. So the Bach doesn't ask it as a kasha, he gives it as an answer. Here's an advice like Shita, and then you get the duck, you give all the Gemara's assuming that the star that you need cut, the same old side, the same old machlein for the mitzvah of Kavanah applies by Amira as applies by Masha. And then the other machleinim say not so. The other machleinim say not so. What is the other machleinim hope shot? So that's what I think we discussed before the summer, we'll just review again. The other machleinim have a whole different mahalak over here. So that's what we explain. Based on the Gemara and Tfilas HaShachar and Chol Vav on the base, the Gemara has a brayse. It's a brayse on the top line of Chol Vav on the base. A person forgot, this is a din of Tashlumin. A person forgot to dam the Shachar, say dam his mincha twice. The first line of Chol Vav on the base. It's the first dam there to Tfilas HaShachar. So it says, what happens if it's a different Shmanetri? He forgot Friday afternoon, he forgot to dive in Minche. Then he realizes Leil Shabbos, so what does he do? The separate Shmanetri is not going to be 19 brachas.
So the bracha says it doesn't matter. So for the stal mincha be'er Shabbos, in the same thing, the stal of the Rosh Shabbos start. He davens the Meirat Dik in Nusach, the Shabbos Dik in Nusach for Meirat. Fine. The first time he davens the same Meirat, and the second time he davens the same Tashvama for mincha, even though it's a kiddush in the first one. It'll be a kiddush in the first one. No, it's a Tashvama. It's a Tashvama. If you forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, say Shabbat night, but say Shabbos twice, the first Shemana asked me who came out, he says Hatzachan Atom, and the second one he does is Hatzachan Atom. What happens in Hitzel Bishni, when Hitzel Bishnayna, what if he says Hatzachan Atom, in the second one, and the first one, he didn't say Hatzachan Atom, so the din is, Shniya also, the second Shemana asked me, is count from our Myers, and Rishayna Lay also, and he's not going to be the first Shemana asked me anything. Why did he tell me that the first man Esri in which he omitted Atachan Antanu was my Otala? Why did you say that's a Bahala Tala? You mean to say the name, or you mean to tell me you came to the Layabdu Bakamai, so since you didn't say Atachan Antanu, Commander Lassan was done it. It's considered like he didn't have it. Oh, Mahasvinalay! And you gotta, you gotta repeat the Oshman Esri because of lacking Atachan Antanu, taking more on Nidu. It's a definitive right, and it says natural. It says, we'll skip the first 2 lines, if he left out Chayim Adas, in my rib, he left out of Chon Atonu.
What's the problem with him? Who says he has to? Who says he has to? He doesn't give you a good move, where he didn't say, he said one Marib, and he didn't say that. If it would be a case like that, then you could ask his question.
But he's not being a terrorist, so he's going to be a terrorist. We'll see if the Gemara holds from the terrorist. We'll see. So the Gemara asks, why was he not your neighbor? You need to say that if he doesn't matter about Matzai Shabbat, he left out after Chan Antoni, and I don't say, take mother, it says, I care. It says, Havdola, the Chan Antoni, he forgot to say Havdola in my ribbon, the Chan Antoni, and my dear mother, you don't, he picked this one up, and then she asked me, I'm not because he can be lying in Havdola, that you're going to say, Alayayin. So you see that he can be in my ribbon, the Chan Antoni, without after Chan Antoni, then why not say that the first man that he died in was my ribbon, and the second one will be the Tashkuman. So what's the terrorist that he wants to cash? What does that mean, Kasher? So the Rishayim had a machlokes. When it says Kasher, it's the same as Tiyus, it means all different. It shows that that's stock in Rulam. That if he daven, he forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbat afternoon. He has to daven Ma'ariv for the first Shabbat, even if he said out the Hanatan in the second Shabbat. And the first man said, left out the Hanatan, oh, he's wrong. The first right is wrong. Kasher is saying Tiyus. So it's wrong. What's the thing that Yerushalayim, the first man actually serves as Ma'ariv, and the second man actually serves as a Tashmur. So we don't follow that. We hold that Kasher is not the same as Yusuf. The Rajban, that's what happened, both from Apollo and Shan. So we say Kasher and Yusuf, the same thing, he's up your friend. We assume not so, that Yusuf is a technical term that means up your friend. You're wrong. And Kasher is a good, Kasher is a good terrorist, is a good terrorist, and we're not going to bother to explain what the terrorist is. So the Rajban says, Kasher is not the same as Yusuf, so that's how we hold. So what's that for the terrorist? How are we going to know what the deal is? What if you're going to have another case? How are you going to know how to pass him? So that's what the Rav quote in the name of the Rav Haigoin. The fact that he said Atachan Antonu, and if he forgot to say Atachan Antonu on my rib, then he gets it, because he had a mind to say my rib. But he didn't forget. But first, he thought he was a big talker. He got to dive in an order. So he got to first dive in the Tashkuman for Mincha. Mincha comes before my rib.
he forgot to say minchas, he's going to say, he says ma'iris, and after he finishes the birchas kriyashma, then he says tushman es is the first one to make up for mincha, and the second one for ma'iris. How do we know that's what he had in mind? Because he said atachan atar in the second one, not the first. So the fact that he had, that he said atachan atar here and didn't say there, that demonstrates what his kavana was, and when he davened the first one, he had in mind the shame mincha. And when he davened the second one, he had in mind the shame ma'iris. So the reason why he's not yet the first one answer is not because of the forgetting of the Chalantan. No, because the Kavonas HaGavra, the Shas, when the answer is Kovea, the Shem of Tzilo. Not Kovea when the Shas is Mincha Mam, the same Nusra. You say the same Nusra of the Shman Esri. If you say Ashri first, then it's called Mincha. If you said Mincha Shreshma first, and if you said Ashri Gema, then it's called Myra. Well, if you didn't say Mincha Shreshma first, what if you done everything to break out of order? He got the Shmona Esrei, so what's going to be compared? Well, what the Shmona Esrei is? The Rav Haigon says the Kavonas on the Shabbat, the Kavonas on Gavra, the Shabbat of Tzila, is compared either the Shmona Esrei of Shachrit or of Mincha or of Ma'ariv. That's what the answer is to the Kasha. So with that in mind, we can now understand what the Rabbeinu Yehuda meant. Rabbeinu Yehuda says there's no Kasha on the Gemara, even if you all the Mitzrayim, and the Kavonas, but when it comes to Amir, it's different. Which Amir? You know, if Amir is the same place as Krishna, the answer is not talking about Amir, it's talking about Brothers. Because the Gemara says, by davening, the Gemara by Atachan HaKavonah, that the Kavonah is being said in that Gemara, the Kavonah is HaGavre, the Shah Shmoneh, is Kavonah, whether this is a Shachrit, a Mincha Ma'ariv, or a Tashlumin, what is it? So the Gemara now has an advisory sheet, and maybe the only time the Kavonah is HaGavre is Kavonah is, it is not Nuchach Mitzelka, what it is. You look at the Nuchach of Shachrit, it's not the same Nuchach. The Shah Shmoneh doesn't make any sense. That can't prove anything, yeah. So the Shmoneh Esrei is the same. So how do you going to determine whether this is a Shachar Dikah Shmoneh Esrei, a Mincha Dikah, a Ma'ariv Dikah Shmoneh Esrei? So the Kavonah HaGavre is what's Kaveh. But maybe in a Bracha, every Bracha is different. A Shachar is a Hashachar, a Hazom is a Hazom, a Bracha Bracha is a Bracha Hazom. Maybe there you don't say Kavonah HaGavre, the Shachar Bracha is Kaveh, what the Shema Bracha is. The Mincha is Kaveh, every Bracha is a different Bracha. Or maybe I should say no, that even though one could say, what do you need Kavonah HaGavre to be Kaveh, the Mincha will be Kaveh. No, still, that's the Chachamim wanted to be mistaken like that by davening the Kavonah HaGavre Kaveh. So they said, by all brachas like that. The Kavonah HaGavre, the Shas, Amiris HaBrachas, Kaveh, what the Shema Brachas is. So when he started saying, Brachas HaShem HaKenim HaMelech HaOlam, I doubt that they conclude by Kavonah HaGavre, and that's a very bad Brachas to give Brachas. And then when he says at the end, Shachar Yivad Vorov, what are you doing? You can't patch together. And lots of Kavonah HaGavre say, half a Brachas that's a Brachas HaGavre, and half a Brachas that's a Shachar, and he throws them together, it's going to make it a thing. You can't do it. You can't force it. The first half was about Kavonah HaGavre, the second half was why the Kavonah HaGavre is Kavonah, what's the shame of Rav? And the other side of the Ibaya, so he said, Rashi, did he call the Kula? The other side of the Ibaya is, no, it's Mukach Nisaykh, what is the Shachar Brach is. It's Kavonah Yitzah. And some suffers, we talk my dream, some suffers we talk in, that the Ironi Kavonah HaGavre over here. So that explains the Mokan Avram has, I think we discussed last year. I don't know if we discussed it the last year. We discussed the Mokan Avram has a problem. There is a Gemara later. The Gemara says, a person is davening on Shabbos. I hope I was on the Allah. The Gemara has a dream. Omer Rav Nachman, on 7 lines from the Rav, the third wide line, on Chof Halach and Menalach. Omer Rav Nachman, Ki Habila Zey Rabba Ba'adul, and I learned in his yeshiva, for on Minei, we ask the following Shaila of Rabba Ba'adul. What's the din Hanid Bei Bei Rav? Yeshiva Bachar, the Dabin Alpeh, they made a mistake. The Dabin is Shmanesh and Shabbos, and they were given scissors to Atachan and Rabba Ba'adul, say halfway through the Bachar Bikish Shmanesh, and then they wake up, the Chafkas are saying the Rosh Shmanesh. So what do you do? You're in the middle of a prophet that you have to possibly say, what do you do? So he said, the deal is, to tell them they made a mistake, and this creed is called, this Shabbos, they're saying about the Shabbos, and Shabbos, now we should even move, should they finish or not? So they finish the Rosh Shmanesh, and I think he's, no, you don't finish the Rosh Shmanesh, you just finish that prophet, whatever prophet you're in the middle of, you finish. So then Allah, Rav Gagul Kask, and Kami Kalos of Prophet, and then you go back and you switch back into the Shema, into the Shabbos of Shmanesh. So the time that's the dinner tomorrow. So when this is part of the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham has, the whole story goes like this. He says, what if on Leil Shabbos, what's the Nusach of the Shmanesh? He says, Hashem HaKadosh and Nisach, Hatzah Kiddush. So let's say he's got me in Leil Shabbos and he says, Hashem HaKadosh and Nisach, Hatzah. Then he says, Hatzah Chayneh. He says the word Chayneh. He has to finish, Hatzah Chayneh Nadar. And then it says, Atta Kidasta. What if it just says, Atta, with the Regimus, and he's ready to say, Chayin? And the next word is, Jephthah, and then he says, I'm not supposed to Atta Chayin. What am I supposed to say? Atta Kidasta. Who also sounds like Atta? Nishkisala. Nishkisala. So the Magen Avraham says, Nishkisala. He said, Atta, with the intention of saying, Chayin. And then before you slipped that, and you said the word Chayin, he said, Kidasta. I didn't forget to listen. So then he says to finish the Rakhbah and everything is okay. Why? Because that's the body of the Lashik and the Gemara in the book. The Kabbalah Sagabra when he says after the Sayyid Chayne. So should I say the Kabbalah Sagabra is Kabbalah, this is an after of after Chayne. So therefore you have to finish. Oh no, it will be more like me talking about it. I'm going to finish Atik Tash to the Temeshi. So what is, let's say, Shachris in the morning, he starts to say, it's not Moshe, says B'diyevit, he's going to say, after I call B'diyevit, he's going to start to keep Ashton to be good B'diyevit. So Fanter on his own, after, he says, He said it's the Magen Avraham says that. And it's all said based on Agamemnon. 100% based on Agamemnon. That's what the Din should. But that's the Lachera, that Hezber, that's our Hezber. The Hezber that we said in the Magen Avraham only makes sense if you say that shot like we thought about it. It's going to say it's Kabbalah Shalom Lotzei, so you're going to say Kalima Machlevah, it's not going to work. The Magen Avraham is just not going to work. The Magen Avraham only makes sense if you say this Mahala. Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda meant it, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But the Magen Avraham meant it, he said it, he meant it. That's how the Magen Avraham understood the Bible like she's sitting there. Yeah, but the Magen Avraham, yeah, the Magen Avraham, with Luchas Lehegi, if you say Kash is not the same as the Yusuf. With Luchas Lehegi, there's a Kabbalah, it's a Gavra, that's a Rajbo quote in the name of the Rav Haigwe. There's a Kabbalah, it's a Gavra, the Shashman Ezi is Kaveh, what the Shema Tzil is, that it's going to be a Shachim, Zikaz Avinim, or a Mink, or a Meir, or a Pash, or Tzilas Nadovir. So maybe, so the Gemara has it, if I love Shikha, maybe that's only by the Shema Tzil, with the Nusuf is Shover. Shachas, Mink, and Meir, you go to his own thing. So then I say that the Kabbalah Sagar is because they have set it up, labeled it as a Shem Shrabi of Shachas Mishama. So maybe by Bichas on the head, maybe by Drachas, it would be Mukach Mishach about it, it would set itself up as a birthday of Gautam. How are you going to see it already? That's what it's going to be. Or maybe I should say no. But even my Brach, where every Brach ends differently, maybe still, that was the Takana Chachal. The Kabbalah Sagar is always because they have. So the Magar Avon, so it's in the Bible, Shita, so you go, it's something to ourselves, you go and cool it. So the Magen Avraham says, it's only going to be Lekula by Meire than by Minche. We said, after planning to say Chayne Lodam Dash, but then you finish up after Kedashto. After effort, but by Shaka said after, planning to say Chayne Lodam Dash, and you could, which, if you would have, then he had to say after after Kedashto, very good, but he's not going to do that. He knows he's supposed to say he's got Moshe. So then take it, then he goes, he has to finish, after Chayne Lodam Dash. That's how the Magen Avraham that's how Mr. Gould's asking. Let's go to the Shukhanar. This shot says this funny shot, the last one. It doesn't have the Rashbam shot, Kabbalah Shalom Lotzei, and it doesn't have Nino Machlubba, and it doesn't have the shot the way the Bach understood, because then there's absolutely no connection between Shachet and Chamayra. It has this funny shot. Is that Dr. Pakin by Mishnah Gula, the Shem of Al Ramam? That's why he learned the Figura.
Is it better from the Shem of Al Ramam?
No, he says, after, then he realizes,
and you look at it and you can go, yeah, in the middle of Shmanasseh, and you have someone else, the din is that you're allowed to ask, because the Mishnah Berurah has a cooler. And if in the middle of Shmanasseh you have a topic what the din is, so you can ask someone else. I remember once in Yeshiva, boy was davening in Yincha, and that asked Hashem whether he was there, he was telling me about Talamata, I forgot what. And he asked me, what's the din? He said, stay in the middle of Shmanasseh, I asked what's the din. So I said, the din is this. So the guy comes to Dinah. So that look at my tariqa, it becomes an atakidash, it becomes an atakha. So if you don't see it right, I try to take it into the key. You say it's not Moshe. You just read the word atakha, then the kabana sababa is kabir, that's atakha. So if you find atakha, you gotta finish atakha. If you finish khayna nazad, then you say it's not Moshe Mahatma.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
the model was about the chayla. The Magen Avraham understood the Gemara like this. It's in a divrei sheet. So he says that tzad klal locha l'mayt is like this. If you have a bracha, where you can tell from the end of the bracha how to label that bracha, so you ignore the kavanas agavra. The nusach that he pronounced, that's sort of what the shema bracha is. But the person just began the bracha, and he's not going to finish it, just an ato. And he's not going to finish it. It's not going to be mokach miterical what that ato was. So then it's nikma by the kavanas agavra. That's not a divine like shiva. That's the gemara later from that kavanah. So whatever you can't tell from the nusach bracha, then the kavanas agavra is kavir. Shouldn't make any difference between shachris as opposed to nikma and ma'ariv. Where did you get this from at all? Tell me from sin here. Where did the Magen Avraham invent this whole story from? I knew Shaila, I just asked him, he went to say Chayne, and then doesn't say Chayne. So the word after his skill or not. So it comes up with a new story. If it's Meir is a minute, not for this minute. Better finish out the Kiddush after ever. If it's Shaila, he's not going to say after, he's going to finish after Shaila. He could have said after Kiddush, but it would have been good to the other, but he's not going to say to the other, he's going to finish for Moshe. So that's called his skill after Chayne. Where did he get all this from? So the answer is, it's straight from Agamara is the way he learns off the Gemara. It's the mother of Ram's trust in Agamara.
This is not happening. It's a person looking at
sinners. Ah, I think it's the house. It's like,
they used to love the house on me.
I think it's him on.
It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you should always tell him from the sinner. You know,
you're not married to Hannah.
Most people, by most people, some people have a psychological thing. Some people have a problem. Some people have a problem. They look at the city, they can't be mechaber. They can only be mechaber and they say, so then he said that he remembers Rav Chaim, his grandfather, a couple of weeks before Rosh Hashanah, used to practice the Muslim Tikkun davening by pe. Martin the Chani Shaper, he always say it on Rosh Hashanah, today Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of Sukkim. So he says he remembers Rav Chaim a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah would practice the Nusach of the Musaf Ba'peh in order to be able to say Ba'peh, because for him it was fair that he should have to say it, so it would take away from his Kavah. Most normal people are not such, we don't even know the Matzirus. We don't have to be thinking all the time. You look at the city, you think a little bit. And some people are looking at the city's first, but the worst people they should have not there, okay. But most normal people, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the correct thing to do. It's always to change from the city. Mm-hmm. So then you come to the
city.
A local Sufik and Bracha, right. That's what the Bach understood, Rabbeinu Yehuda, to mean. It's a din, it's a kavanah, but the mitzvah consists of amira, and there's no fuller. So that's what the Bach said. What? It's a bite of sheep in here, and next up, you want to fuck here. Very strange. Here's a bite of sheep, you want to put it together.
So that's what they are going to say, that they only meant it by bracha. He didn't mean it by every amir.
Well, manishtana
bracha. But that's making it a different halakha. One could say, like the Magen Avraham, maybe this is the pshat in Rabbeinu
Yom.
I think Shachris and Nuncha and Myra and Musas and Nidavah, these are different halashems. But Shachris shall Shabbos and Shachris shall Yom Tov. I don't think that's a different text. But I don't think that's labeled as a different Shemoneh Esrei. Shachris of Shabbos from the beginning is labeled as a different Shemoneh
Esrei.
Okay, maybe we'll stop here, but we didn't begin there. There's a lot to say. Nobody has to down from the city, you won't have any fun.
Okay.
Well, if Jesus knew there was another Giris and another Pshat, so they're going to tell you what they have to say about the Ramban story.
Yeah,
but they're going to say, but that's not Pshat over here, and they spell that before us. The Pshat is what Rashi says. And they're going to tell you, what would it be if you did like the Ramban? Okay.
We'll have to learn.
Sorry, Hashem. By Talmud, let's say the Gadol should announce Talmud December 4th. What if he didn't announce Talmud? But everybody knows on their own. So most of our friends say the din doesn't apply by Talmud. The Gadol didn't announce it. You need rain. That Masha Baruch Merav Yashem, that's not about Kashi, not asking the Rebbe Shlom for the rain. You're describing Torah Hashem?
Sure.
This is our God. What do you mean? You chased it. You chased Torah Hashem. In the summertime, this is our God. The winter, this is our God. It sounds very strange. So you need the Rishus HaTzibri, you need the Rishus HaKol. That's how the Rebbe used to say Hashem. You need the Rishus HaKol to change the Torah Hashem. Then in the winter, we describe the Rebbe Shlom one way. In the summer we describe it in a different way. Well, we also, the mic is bench session also, that's a tier. When we say after E, that's a tier. So the Ika benching session is. And Rabbi makes the announcement in the same column of it. That's the benching session. That's the Rishus, and he represents the whole cult of the unchanged Tari Hashem. But if they didn't announce it before Musa, so the pastor says the people shouldn't say.
But
the Chazan didn't say.
Look at the map that he said there, like, when they
get you. Yeah, we made it. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's true. That's one that the people didn't announce that they're going to change the station.
That's what you're understanding to be a stop out. It's just a reason. Just itself, maybe, is in a movie. You just get to have a special chair. It sounds like you said, you just didn't have to look at the COVID. But maybe you need an announcement by the Chazan in the ceiling. Not enough with the rabbi, you know.
Yeah. Whenever you have a surfing, so you say Mashiach.
Yeah.
The Shastik says in today's Sefer, after the Mabul, before the Mabul, the Gemara says other Marisha was prohibited from eating flesh. That's why the Rambam writes that he didn't have seven mitzvahs in enough. He only had six. He didn't have the din of Eid Menachai because he was forbidden to eat flesh. And after the Mabul, then the Baruch Shem Yehuda had to know that he's permitted to eat flesh. The other case in the Satan Hamish spoke, however, he said, you shouldn't think that just like you're permitted to kill babies, you're permitted to kill people. No. She says, I'm not a modern Damisha, you're not going to kill human beings. Then the pastor continues to be tell them on the team, or on Shah El Sa'adam, that the issue is based on the assumption that people are created to tell them on the team. In the Aseris Adigris, the Medrash points out, the Miri has an taxonomic shot, a long alikas on this Medrash. He has a different shot in this Medrash, but the pastor shot in the Medrash is, They have the Aseret HaDibur to five inside of it. The facts are true. There are five on one Borach and five on the other Borach. As Mr. Nekoshi discussed, the first five of the Aseret HaDibur are so long. There's so many words, and the second five are so short, so it's not symmetrical. Why should the Mabit talk about that in the face of the sin? Why should there be five on the first and five on the second Lukas? Shouldn't they have more on the second Lukas? You have the same number of letters, you have all discussions. Because different sheet is in the Yerushalmi. One sheet is that only after the Aseret HaDibur written on the third, and all time were written on the second. It wasn't five times. One sheet was five times. He discussed that he had an interesting time. The Mabit writes an interesting time. Why five times? Because the first five, generally speaking, have been on the the second five of the Nabi Muhammad, which will always result a lot. So he says, those who look at the Kiddush, we're going to be crazy. They began to care for Shabbos and Sigur Aviyayim, and they'll say, Shabbos, no, no, you can write it whatever letters all to the people here. But like Sigur, like Sinah, for these kind of things, the Dinam of the Nabi Muhammad, that you have to be Mazir B'yayis, because the people are not able to violate those. Certainly, so they were written in Bigger Aviyayim. So the Medrash says that each one of their Seraphites was five, connected five, that there's a relationship between the first on this side and the first on that side, and the second on the right side, the second on the left side, and so on. So what's the relationship between Anochi, Hashem, Alatecha, and Yitzchak? So the simple chat in the Medrash is because people were created to tell them on the king, so that's why the Medrash Yitzchak says people murder others, or they check for other human beings, or they harass other human beings. What it means is that they don't know, they're not Makir Elokus. If they would be Makir, that God exists, they would understand what Elokus is. They would realize that this person has Tzolom Elokim. If we kill others, or we harass other people, it means that we don't realize that he has a Tzolom Elokim, because we don't know what Tzolom Elokim is. That's what. Rashi has an interesting medrash on the Zohar HaPlogeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see what's going on. They're making fear against the Rabbanu Shalom, so the Pasuk says, Vayevar Hashem Rimon Tefilivis Hamidah Oshadvara B'nei HaOdam. Why does it say Vayevar Hashem? What does the Rabbanu Shalom have to go down to the earth in order to see he can't see from heaven? The Ritzach Lekach, the Rabbanu Shalom didn't have to have a Yerida. Rabbanu Lamed L'dayanim, Shemayashil Hamidon, and Shiyir Ovi Yavim, quote the Medes Tanchumim. That when it comes to condemning somebody, you have to come close to see to make sure 100% that you're judging the person right. In our generation, it became so common, everybody attacks everybody else, this guy's not because this guy's no good. So Rashi quotes Tanchumim and Medes, even the Rabbanu Shalom wouldn't condemn anybody until by Yerid Hashem. You have to be Yerid. We have in our generation of problems that people are mechabit their rabbi, but they're not mechabit other rabbonim. We always say when you say the kaddish of rabbonim, so you install of kol man yotzi marach zibi asa, then zibi kol atzar atzar. The law must speak, it's not enough. You should be installed for the Tamir Hacham who you're not the Orthodox rabbi. You don't give a hang about the other rabbi. You have to install for all of them to all the Tamir Hacham. The Tamir Hacham Ishi, after the Kriyat Hacham, will say the speed of the Yilatun. The other say, some say the Yusuf, Tamidein, Tamidein, Tamidein. All the Tamir Hacham say, it's not enough that we can have a Tamir Hacham. You have to install for all the Tamir Hacham. Those people are only installed for their Tamir Hacham, the only Kabbat, their Rabbanim. What does it mean? If the Mechabit there are one and out of Kabbat HaTayre, the Rabbanim also has a Torah. Why are they Mechabit? The Torah says, the Mechabit there are one because of Chama thing. These the Democrats and the Republicans and these, he's my party. I hope for my rabbi because we belong to the same party, not because of Kabbat HaTayre. If the other one is not for my party, I have Mechabit there. If we would be Mechabit out of Tamil HaKhamen because they're Tamil HaKhamen, the others are also Tamil HaKhamen. Unless the other has a different derech and stock, a different filter. So you don't solve it. So that's why you're not Mechabit here. No, I mean, he said, we're never Mechabit Tamil HaKhamen. It's terrible. Just, I was so aggravated the other day, how annoyed the Sukh is. So somebody was talking, before he learns in one of the Yeshiva Takedoshim, so he's telling me about the Shredder, about the Apik Kuris, and this and this and this. I'm not sure that the guy can't learn the modern times. And his only latest service, I said, what did they ever do to you? What did he do? Oh, he's the biggest hakkana to Yiddish hakkana. I said, did you ever hear? Never heard him say Shmuel. Doesn't know anything about it. He heard his tape that the Rebbe said this. I said, did you ever learn the Kedusha Shlady? He said, the Kedusha Shlady says, I've never heard of the Kedusha. It's like, no, all these, unbelievable. All these. So this fellow tells me, I got the Zulma going, put the Balatanyan Cheren. And he was right to put the Balatanyan Cheren. And he said, he was going to have to cut. One of them said, the Balatanyan was going to have to cut. So there's a yeshiva clock, a young guy, he's only 21 years old. He already knows the whole Hashkafas Hashem. He doesn't know the Moran Taisus, but he knows the whole Hashkafas Hashem. So he's telling me that Zulma Gorn was right to put the Baratani Hashem in, because if not, Chassidus would have found out to be Apikurus. I said, well, is it right to call him an Apikurus? They said, obviously he was an Apikurus. When he comes to his Apikurus, I said, and he should do a course to Baratani on every page, he's talking about Apikurus. The Vilna Gaon never met with the Balatanya. The Chazal Yadu Mekuris, the Balatanya came specially to Vilna to talk to the Vilna Gaon. He refused to. He opened the door and closed the door. Twice he tried to get in, he wouldn't let him come in. That's exactly the point. But Yair Hashem, you can't parcel up a person without meeting him. In our generation also, we have people who actually look at Yair's. It looks like they have chiluk hadeis. If they get together, they probably would come to the realization they don't have chiluk hadeis. They're all saying the same thing with a different signal, a different style, the same thing. Different people have a different derech and avodas Hashem Arbada. That's what the Rebbe Shlomo wants. There should be many different groups. So the people should attack other human beings. It means that they don't know what's going on with them. A person should attack another Talmud Chacham, not his visit. Means that they don't have kavanah to read today, Rabbanim. They're just mechaber their Rabbanim because they belong to the Sabbath, they belong to the same party. Otherwise, they wouldn't be mechaber all Talmud Chacham.
This is terrible. We live in such a... maybe we're going like that, but...
we're not afraid of what Raja Maskadi. We're afraid of our generation. There's not Kinash Darshan. They say, oh, in Europe there was always a tradition of Machlekes and the Yeshivas. The Machlekes and the Yeshivas was a different thing. They didn't call each other up. Kursim and Anibarit. They had fierce Machlekes. When they would engage in Rosh Yeshiva, let's say in Balaj or another Yeshiva, they wouldn't like Yeshiva, so the boys would empty out of their place. They would boycott the Shia, because they didn't want him to say the Shia. They never called him, because he would have to come to that word. They didn't invite Yeshiva. That's the kind of Machlokes they had in Europe. Or they used to invite Tommy Musa to give Shemur to him, and the non-Musa Yeshiva, so the boys would walk out and protest. They didn't want to hear Musa, they wanted to hear Kurt. But for me to say that a person is not the Kurt of Amor, how can you say such a thing? We're not afraid for the Korean generation, we're the future generation, but we're afraid for our generation. So we have to try Pasha Sabina Sakin.